Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio. We're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America, and some of the tremendous places that I like going through years ago when I was out there on the highway driving around, and also around the world via the internet and the satellite. And hello to Maria in Germany, chiming in again with some great comments. Appreciate you very much, Maria. And she's been a long, long, long time listener of the program. Now, to everybody that's working here on the Third Watch right now, and that would be the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. It'd be the FedEx. It'd be the UPS. It'd be the bulk mail haulers out there. That could be John. That could be Felix. It could be James. So there you go. We appreciate you guys very much. And, of course, these suicide jockeys out there that are hauling their gasoline and their diesel and their jet fuel, never know where they're going. And let's not forget either our Amazon warehouse drivers. And we'll add to the mix right now, since it is that hour, we'll add to the mix the drivers out there that are hauling all the oversized loads that are out there for the government and construction, and all of that. So, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook radio show page. You can also go over and check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and you'll be able to take advantage of people like Denise Simon, who is our next guest. We have a link over there directly to everything that she does. So, there you go. Now, good morning to you.
Yay, good morning.
Yay is right. Yay is right. Yep. You deserve a double yay, so there you go. By the way, it's really warm outside. It's 78 degrees out right now.
Yeah, it's a little on the warm side.
All righty. You ready to say the pledge?
Yep.
I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag, of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we emphasize those two words in there, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, here we go. Don't have any clue where this is going to take us, but Title 42 is gone, and here we sit, and we're hearing about a lot of people already flooding the border. I haven't seen them, per se, in some of the pictures that are showing up. Doesn't mean they're not there.
Oh, they're there. They're absolutely there. And Mayorkas did quite the briefing yesterday from the White House, and somewhere around 98% of what he said was a lie. I mean, just a flat-out lie.
Right.
In the meantime, he says that these people are being processed and removed. Well, that's just not true.
Nope.
In fact, most of them, you know, depending upon the sector, are not being processed at all. They're just being let in, and that's because they're overwhelmed. They don't have the resources to process anybody. So Jackie Heinrich of Fox said it was just kind of like on the honor system, and then he goes, no. But then later on in the answer, it was the honor system. Well, there is no honor. But Ashley Moody, the Florida Attorney General,
right,
went to federal court here in the Northern District of Florida to sue the Biden administration, and Judge Wetherill imposed a 2-week restraining order on the Biden administration for release of these migrants without a court date. And that's what I'm saying, is these people just, they kind of come through, they're not given any kind of a wristband or any kind of a number, and then they're just being pushed on through, which is necessarily known as parole with conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Now the DHS and whatnot, they're going to have to change some things up because of this federal judge's ruling. So this is going to get real interesting. There's another fascinating thing that's happening, and that is that the way Texas is handling this thing is they're not letting these people in at all.
Right.
Period. But where Texas isn't, or they don't have people, DHS is there, and DHS is actually embedded on the Mexican side with these migrants.
Yeah.
Well, the migrants are standing there, but then on the U.S. side, DHS is kind of giving a signal to the DHS on the other side, and all of a sudden you'll see like a signal, and then a whole bunch of people jump in the water, come over, and then they kind of put up another signal and they stop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as it turns out, what is happening is they've got this kind of covert, DHS got this covert operation here. It says, okay, we have process this next load, we're finished, so we can take the next load. So they're actually doing this in cadence with what is being processed and what isn't being, or those that are being processed and not processed.
Wonderful.
So we're being pumped here.
Hold that thought. We'll get into more of that when we come back. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Don't go anywhere. It's a Friday morning.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there, and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tehiwa Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Indubitably, I most certainly will. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And oh, by the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by our friends over at Geico. That would be none other than Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. And all you got to do is go to their website, geico.com, and do a little price comparison. Put in the vehicle that you own, whether it's a car or a truck, and see what the comparison would be for the same type of coverage that you got right now. In addition, if you have, maybe a motorcycle or an ATV or a boat or an RV, you can bundle that with your car insurance and save money with both. But where you really save the big money, and I mean big money, is when you bundle the house that you're in. Maybe you're in an apartment. Maybe you have a condo. Each one has a different rate. Bundle that in there. See what the price is going to be. And who knows? You just might find out how much money you can save. So that's Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Do the cost comparison test. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We do have a caller on the line, and I'm going to go to him right away. It's Bagabin Bob. Okay, dear Bagabin Bob, what's up?
Yeah, I just want to know what the status on the border is now. How are they treating it now that Title 42 thing has passed? And are they actually sending anybody back, or are they really stopping some people coming over? All right, that's it, Captain.
All righty. What's going on the border, Denise?
Well, it depends upon where on the border. Things are very different. I mean, Texas is different than Arizona. Arizona took in a huge group of people, about 800, and these people are from places that you just never would believe, including Mauritania, of all places.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said a moment ago, if in fact the Texas tactical squad is there, the people are being repelled completely. They're not even getting to set foot on our side. And if it is Border Patrol, they're letting them in kind of like phases here based on what can be processed and what can't be processed, or, you know,
right,
what will be processed. So it's a mess. El Paso is completely overrun. Some of these smaller towns that have been completely overrun, they're having to push people out and get buses and move them on because they don't have anything. Some of these smaller towns don't have any way of dealing with these people.
Mm-hmm.
People are running out of money. We're going to end up with an uprising here. You just wait. There's going to end up being some real, as the term goes, which I really hate the term, civil unrest.
I agree. I agree.
These migrants, these illegals, are going to start getting nasty. Some of them did a little bit yesterday.
Yep.
And that's going to cause some bigger issues. The one thing that's very interesting to me is, where are the lawyers that are representing the landowners on the border, on the U.S. side? Because I would argue that their civil rights have been completely breached.
Sure.
These migrants, these illegals, are on their property. They're knocking on windows and doors in the middle of the night. They're asking for this. Their people are camping out. You know, they're breaking down fences. Some of these ranchers are losing their cattle and whatnot. These people are living in fear constantly. So where are their civil rights? And who's protecting them? And I don't mean just a handful of ranchers / farmers. I mean almost all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And in these towns, if you're not a rancher, even if you're just a homeowner or you're just a citizen of a certain town, wherever it is,
mm-hmm,
where are their civil rights? Because they're being overrun. They can't even, like, go downtown El Paso because, you know, streets are being literally shut down because we've got Tent City going on. So they're American cities that look like it did in Syria and Turkey, you know, and people were fleeing because of Islamic State. So, I mean, there's other components to this that nobody's really having these discussions over.
Well, yeah, and we'll have to see what happens, because this is all wide open for discussion, and where it's going in about four different directions at the same time, it appears, from where I'm sitting anyway. You know, I don't know what to say about this money situation that is coming out about the Biden family, but they have got a real, real problem on their hands. For anybody that does not understand that, we are seeing real evidence of something, I want to call it selling influence to people, or they're buying influence to reach certain members of the government.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what some of these pundits and some of these are saying in Washington, D.C., but you have to prove the influence. The real word, I would say, is access. Now, I would also say, tread carefully. They need to be treading carefully, because what the Biden operation was doing while Joe was vice president,
mm-hmm,
doesn't leave Obama out of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, we're going to find out that in the realm of policy, in the realm of visits and access, access wasn't just to, I would say, Joe Biden, But Biden presented the issues probably from time to time to Obama for access. So I would say this is going to lead us in some very interesting places. There's still whistleblowers coming forward. There's still more evidence to come from the other banks. So this one is where we are right now is kind of like a deck chair off the Titanic. We're not even quite there yet.
Don't want to be on the deck. No, thank you. We already saw the movie. That's why, right? There you go. Now, the House last night late passed a Republican bill tightening border security. Where's that going to go?
Well, it was no. It wasn't. It was an immigration bill. And actually, not a single Democrat voted for it, and two Republicans did not vote for it. But it, in fact, passed. And it's probably been one of the more sweeping pieces of legislation that have happened in a long time. Well, it is on immigration, and that's a good thing. I would argue. Now, it is to finish the wall. Well, that's the first thing. One is because it's already been paid for. It is to, in fact, resume, I think, piece parts of the reason why we have Title 42. It is to restrict asylum claims, which is a good thing. It's really quite the bill. So it's we're in a very good place with it. Now it's going to fall flat on the floor, obviously, in the Senate. And of course, the Biden White House has already said that they would veto it. Well, it's fascinating that they would veto something they haven't even looked at. Period. So, but anyway, it is a it's a good bill, and I'm very happy for it. So now, what the House is doing is really pinning this administration and the Senate into a corner. Good place.
All righty, here comes the music. That means you got to let you go. It means I'll talk to you tonight in the weekend edition. Have yourself a great day and stay nice and cool up there. Or as they say, stay frosty.
All right, thank you.
All righty. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Coming back with some discussion with somebody you all know about the border wall from a military standpoint.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Amid a surge of immigration now at the ending of Title 42, Border Patrol officers are certainly finding some illegal border crossers in the crowd. Kinney County Sheriff Brad Coe says,
until the federal government starts doing the prosecution and attaching the consequences to their actions, that's what we're going to continue to see.
Border Patrol agents stopped around 10,000 immigrants Tuesday. The Biden administration also now releasing immigrants into the country without court dates or an ability to track them. Former President President Trump is appealing a New York jury's decision that ordered him to pay writer E. Jean Carroll $5 million. Trump's attorneys filed the appeal Thursday. She, in turn, is reportedly now considering filing a new defamation lawsuit against the former president, largely based on his comments from Wednesday night's CNN town hall in New Hampshire. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi everyone, thank you so much for joining the call. It's greatly appreciated. I'm going to turn it right over to the President of the United States, but I just wanted to start by assuring you all that he has been working around the clock to offer solutions. Time and time again, he has described the crisis, he has offered solutions to Congress, and they continue to refuse to engage with him. So I'm very thankful for his leadership. On behalf of the Department of Homeland Security, he has listened to what the frontline defenders have said that they need. That is where the proposal and his solutions come from. It comes from the career folks who do this for a living to protect all of our communities. So without further ado, it's my great honor to turn it over to the President of the United States, Donald Trump.
Well, thank you very much, everybody, and it's an honor to be with you. And I think they are starting to engage because there's a lot of pressure put on them right now. People want the wall, they want security. So I just have to say, great to be with you today. So many distinguished state and local leaders, grassroots activists, leaders in the faith community, and members of law enforcement. The first duty of government is to protect the nation and its borders. Without secure borders, the nation is left vulnerable, unprotected, defenseless, and totally exposed. We proudly welcome those who follow the rules, uphold our values, and contribute to American society. What we cannot have is a mass, uncontrolled, illegal migration that threatens public safety, drains public resources, hurts United States workers, and claims thousands of innocent lives. You see in Honduras right now, they're setting up another caravan. It's already broken through, and I guess they're marching up along Mexico, and we're prepared for it. But if we had walls, we'd be fully prepared with a much smaller staff and a lot less danger for both them and us. If they knew we had the wall, as we're talking about, or a steel barrier, which frankly is stronger than a wall, and you can see through it, which is a big advantage, they wouldn't need to be marching up. They wouldn't have to bother because they know they wouldn't get through. But we've been stopping them, and it's been a lot of hard work and a lot of dangerous work. We're in the midst of grave humanitarian and security crises on our southern border. For the last 3 months, Customs and Border agents, who are terrific, by the way, have apprehended an average of 2,000 illegal and unauthorized migrants a day. One in three women are sexually assaulted on the journey north. Last month alone, 20,000 migrant children were illegally brought across our border. Women and children are the worst abused of all under what's happening, and it's been this way for many years. This should have been done many presidents ago. We're doing things that other presidents were unable to do. Drugs are pouring across the border. Heroin alone kills 300 Americans a week, 90% of which floods across our southern border. In 2017, drugs killed over seven. It's hard to believe when you look at these numbers. I'm looking down a fact sheet, 70,000 Americans. And I hear that's really a very low number by comparison to what the real numbers are. But 70,000 people, and impose costs on our society in excess of $700 billion. In the last 2 years, ICE officers arrested 266,000 aliens with criminal records, including those charged or convicted of 100,000 assaults, 30,000 sex crimes, and 4,000 homicide and violent killings. Hard to believe. Illegal immigration places enormous burdens on public schools, local hospitals, and community resources, as you know. Illegal immigration is also deeply unfair to American workers, hitting African Americans and Hispanic American workers particularly hard. They lose their jobs. They don't get jobs. A lot of it has to do with the subject we're talking about. Last week, I traveled to McAllen, Texas, to tour the border and meet with the heroes of ICE and Border Patrol. These patriots made clear what they need from Congress. They explained that there is no substitute for a wall or very powerful, strong physical barrier. What is going on today is absolutely ridiculous, unfair, and we will be so strong in getting what we need. That's why we've asked Congress to fund a barrier or wall. This barrier will stop illegal activity while directing lawful trade, travel, and commerce to our ports of entry. It will work, absolutely work. And when I say work, probably much more than 90% of the time. We're going to have numbers that are incredible. You see what happens with some places where they put it up? They go from totally unsafe to totally safe. I believe it's El Paso, Texas, where they put it up. It went from one of the most unsafe cities in the country to one of the safest cities in the country as soon as the wall was put up. And it's like that. That's the way it is. It's common sense. And they know it. The Democrats know it. They fight for political reasons. They don't fight for any other reason. They have, and that's why if you look at the recent polls, the whole concept of a border wall or barrier is going way up because people are now learning about it, learning about the problem, learning about the crime and death that pours through. As part of our border security plan, we've also asked Congress to approve cutting-edge technology to detect drugs and contraband, to fund more agents, officers, beds, and humanitarian assistance, and to close disastrous immigration loopholes. Just last week, a brutal stabbing in Long Island was carried out by members of MS-13 gangs who took advantage of loopholes for unaccompanied alien minors. The government remains shut down for one reason, and one reason only, Democrats will not fund something that they know is absolutely necessary, border security. They know it's necessary. They're smart people. They know it has to happen. But they just want to do well in 2020. It's about obstruction. They're being held hostage when you say that we are, everybody is, the whole country, by radical far-left, open borders, fringe people, within the Democrat Party, and I think it's changing fast. I think opinions are changing fast, and even some of them are coming around because they see it's a debate that they can't win. It's common sense. I'm asking everyone listening today to organize your fellow citizens to call Democrat lawmakers and ask them to support legislation to secure the border, stop illegal immigration, and reopen our government. And we really appreciate your incredible support. It is absolutely powerful. I mean, there's been no break. There's been no people say, oh, gee, we have to try and make a deal. In fact, if anything, people are very impressed with how well government is working with the circumstances that we're under. And we're working very hard to make sure that happens. In another administration, they did just the opposite. They wanted people to be uncomfortable. Well, I don't believe that. I don't believe in it. And we are doing a really great job. Our secretaries, the people that work for our country are doing a really good job. And people are actually amazed that with this many people, that government is really working so well. So we're very proud of that. But we have to have the security of a border wall. Without that, all the drones, all the technology, everything that we're talking about is meaningless. They're just toys. They need the wall in order to be important, in order to be useful. So now I'd like to call on Sheriff Leon Wilmot from Yuma County, Arizona, great place, for a question. Sheriff?
Mr. President, first and foremost, I want to thank you for your support to the men and women in law enforcement throughout this country.
All right, now I'm going to explain what you've been listening to. Obviously, that was President Bush, or Bush, excuse me, President Trump when he was president. That was a call that I was on with him and a bunch of other people about 2 years ago. When we went through this same scenario again before, and we got through it because you followed instructions. You did what the president asked you to do. You called your congressman, you called your senator, and you said, hey, when in game time is over, do something. Well, we're calling on you again. Fun and game time is over. We need to have them do something. And Title 42 is going to hurt for a little while. But we need to take our country back. And you need to remind these people that as much as they think they're in charge of whatever they think they're in charge of, hey, they work for us. Not the other way around. They work for us. So keep that in mind. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
All righty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. Now, this portion of the program, my discussion with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, the Moss Acura dealership right there on North Florida, next door to the Moss Nissan dealership here in Tampa. Now, the great thing about all of this is that you can certainly take a look and see what they have to offer when it comes to cars and trucks. Certified and pre-owned, because if you served and saved, you will save. That is all active duty military, all veterans. That is all first responders, active and retired. And it also applies to all of our church pastors, active and retired. You'll also get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. That's a free oil change on a regular basis and tire rotations on a regular basis. And every time you come in, they make sure everything is on the up and up, too. So there you go. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Check them out. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Check them out. You'll find out what it's all about. All right. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Listen, I don't know who this is, so let me go over and see who's on the phone here. We got a call. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Byron, Mike from Tampa.
Yes, sir.
I have a comment. And the Chris Markowski, I would like his opinion on this. Our governor has done one hell of a job. However, Yeah, we had Jeb Bush, who didn't do too bad a job as governor. Then we had Scott. It was a great governor. And then DeSantis came in. He had a majority Senate and House, and he took a good thing and made it better, and he did a hell of a job. But if he becomes the president, he is going to inherit the greatest mess in history. And he may not be mature enough to think. I honestly think Trump is the only one that'll just get angry enough to turn it around. That's my take on it. And I'd rather be interested in what Chris thinks, because DeSantis had everything going for him, and Trump had very little behind him. He had every obstacle there was, and the achievements he had were unbelievable.
All right, let's get the answer. Thank you very much, Iron Mike. All right, Chris, what do you think?
Well, I think that the first couple years of Trump's presidency, he had the House and the Senate could have gotten some things done, and they couldn't get together on a lot of things. Did Trump do some good things? Yeah, I mean, he did. However, I think his response, to COVID and how that was handled, I was highly disappointed in how that was handled. Talk about draining the swamp and all this stuff, but he had Fauci and Birx and all these people from the swamp run this, shutting down our schools and shutting down everything that was around the country. I think it's difficult to come back from. To say that in a country of 330 million people, Trump's the only person that could actually fix the problems out of D.C., I think is patently absurd. It's just not the case. There's a lot of great and qualified and great leaders that are out there. The issue is it is different being a governor and being a president. You got to have to deal with Congress. I just think you may want the guy to win. I don't see that there's any path, quite frankly, to him winning based upon, the how the independents will fall and whatnot. And the last several cycles, Trump picked candidates that did horribly. There was supposed to be this big red wave, in 2022, and that didn't happen. And again, it was a lot of it, the Trump-backed candidates that ended up losing. So, you want someone that can actually win and bring people together and get things done. Getting angry and being clever on TV is not how it works. I mean, Reagan was clever, but he also had to work with Tip O'Neill to get stuff done. To put us on that path that we had throughout the 80s and even into the 90s as far as economic growth is concerned. Now, this country hasn't seen solid economic growth since the Clinton administration. It hasn't. We've had substandard growth since that period of time. A lot of that also has to do with very, very low rates of money, cheap money, but also has to do with the size of government and perpetual wars. As far as Trump is concerned, I do like his attitude when it comes to, keeping out of foreign conflicts, bringing troops home. I think we need to get back to that, as well. But there's, to think that he's the only person that can, do that. It's not about just getting angry and doing things. He's not a dictator. Okay. Doesn't work that way. And you have to work with Congress, in order to get stuff through.
Well, you finally hit the nail on the head with the final part there. He does have to work with Congress. Any president has to work with Congress. They have to find a way. Now, let's go into this Title 42 thing, because this is so important, and I keep hearing from my business associates and friends, they're scared to death it's going to kill them. Now, here we go. Title 42, which was a Trump-era policy that allowed the U.S. to expel migrants at the southern border without processing asylum claims, ended last night at midnight. Now, since March of 2020, the U.S. has used a rule 2.7 million times to turn away the migrants on the grounds that they were doing so prevented the spread of the coronavirus that was going on at the time. Now, the U.S. is going to return to a policy that gives migrants the chance to have their asylum cases heard. However, those who cross improperly will face more severe penalties, including a fine and possibly a 5-year ban from coming to the border
and applying again because they'll be tossed out and they'll be told that they can't come back. Now, a couple of other things, and then I'll ask your opinion. Border officials apprehended a record 11,000 people trying to enter the U.S. on Tuesday and Wednesday of this week, and as many as 10,000 migrants could cross every day once Title 42 is done with, as it is now. Now, the deal that's going on with a potential influx of migrants, the Biden administration is going to block, so they say, asylum seekers who travel to the U.S. through a third country without filing claims in that country. Now, the concern from business is, number one, they don't think this can be enforced. That's number one. They don't have the people. And number two, it's going to put a whole bunch of cheap labor out there for those that want to use it. That's going to affect the people that are doing it legally, and they won't be able to compete.
Well, there's always been this pool of cheap labor. When I lived in Southwest Florida, my church, every week we would be, you know, doing donations and collecting food and clothing and whatnot for all of the migrant workers that were working out there.
Right.
In farms. I mean, this has always been the case. Drive across the middle of the state, it's a reality. I mean, I'm glad to see that Florida just passed E-Verify,
yep.
But there's pushback, and it's, you know, for all businesses that have 25 or more employees. It spares a lot of contractors and many construction outfits because, you know, they had some Republicans push back because DeSantis wanted it to be, you know, E-Verify across the board. But, you know, some of these people are saying the reality is we would have to shut down all sorts of construction sites because we don't have enough workers that are willing to do this work,
mm-hmm.
which is the problem that we have, is because we need to have immigration. I mean, we still, even that the labor market is starting to slow and we just saw jobless claims pick up, there's still, you know, millions of job openings here in the United States, and they need to be filled. This is why we need to have some sort of compromise put forward in regards to immigration. I've talked about, was Maria Salazar, yes, from Miami down there, the Republican, her idea of, for all the people that are here, it's for dignity plan, 10 years, you got to pay $10,000. You can't get any government assistance for those 10 years. And then 5 years after that, you can go on a path to citizenship. You have to do all these things. There has to be a system because right now it's an absolute disaster.
All right, my friend, here comes the music. I will talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend and stay low.
You got a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go to his website, check it out, and catch his program this weekend on many of these same stations. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at...
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.